This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The WBEN All-Local. All-Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
The State Department of Corrections announced that part of the Collins Correctional Facility will close at the end of March in an effort to more efficiently deploy staff and manage the facility.
They refer to the decision as a consolidation and not a closure. Cite inmate population at Collins dropping after a number of inmates were transferred during the corrections officer strike earlier this year. State Senator Rob Ort reacting on WBEN.
You can't help but wonder what role the strike and what role their view of the corrections officers at Collins played in the determination to list Collins as one of the impacted facilities.
In the state budget that passed earlier this year, lawmakers gave Governor Hochul approval to close up to 3 state prisons. State Senator Pat Gallivan said in a statement he's been assured no one would lose their job at the facility.
Nearly 2 years after a fiery crash at the Rainbow Bridge that sparked concern across the country and killed a local couple, a suit is being filed against the maker of the car involved. We have more from WBEN's Jim Fink.
Well, the lawsuit filed by the family of Grand Island businessman Kurt Villani and his wife Monica in connection with their horrific Rainbow Bridge accident in November 2023 that claimed their lives, will it make its way to a jury or will it settle out of court? Prominent Buffalo attorney Russ Cellino thinks it could go either way, depending on the evidence and whether the plaintiff or defendant's legal team views the strength of the case.
Will it go to trial?
Yeah.
Maybe. It's a maybe.
The lawsuit filed in state Supreme Court against automakers Bentley Motors and his parent Volkswagen centers on whether there was an alleged mechanical issues with Villani's 2022 Bentley that ultimately led to the fatal accident.
Insurance companies and manufacturers do want to settle it quietly if they can, but if they think they can win the case because of lack of evidence or lack of proof, they will fight you.
No preliminary hearings have been set in connection with the case. This is Jim Fink for WBEN.com News.
Also on that, the Villani family is arguing that the couple's 2022 Bentley suddenly accelerated as it approached the inspection plaza because of the car's electronic throttle control system, which failed, causing it to launch into the air and crash down explosively. The 2023 crash, which happened the day before Thanksgiving, shut down all border crossings in the region for hours.
East Aurora formally adopting rules targeting e-bike riders. WBEN's Tom Puckett has more.
It's been a trying summer for police dealing with illegal e-bike use, says East Aurora Police Chief Patrick Welch.
The law allows officers to actually prevent those under the age of 16 from continuing to operate after warning after warning. And that's what we faced this past summer.
Welch says the village board passed a law allowing police to impound e-bikes if those under 16 are caught using them. Repeat offenses could mean permanent confiscation.
After a parent has to go to the village clerk's office and pay an impound fee once or twice, hopefully they're going to, you know, take it serious and police it on their end as parents. And we should see less children on e-bikes in the streets of East Aurora going forward.
Welch says he feels for kids who want to be on e-bikes but can't legally do so. Find out why online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom, thanks. The city of Buffalo has announced that winter parking rules will be delayed until December 1st. The decision is due to favorable weather conditions for the next couple of weeks. East Aurora is also joining other cities and towns, such as the town of Tonawanda and city of North Tonawanda, in pushing back their parking bans until December 1st. These parking bans are in place to help keep streets clear for plows during the winter months.
Well, both the House and Senate have voted to force the DOJ to release the Epstein files. Kristen Escow tells us how the process got started.
A discharge petition signed by all House Democrats and four Republicans forced a vote on the House floor against the wishes of leadership.
Fighting so hard against the most powerful people in the world, even the President of the United States.
House Speaker Mike Johnson ultimately voted yes, but had concerns about the legislation.
It fails to fully protect victim privacy. It could create new categories of victims.
President Trump criticized Democrats on the issue, despite his call for House Republicans to vote in favor of releasing the files.
And happening in just the past few minutes, this is new this morning, former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers has resigned from OpenAI board after release of those Epstein emails.
President Trump coming to the aid of Saudi Arabia's crown prince during an Oval Office meeting yesterday.
Both President Trump and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman were asked about the 2018 killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a murder U.S. intelligence assessed was likely carried out on the orders of the prince.
Things happen, but he knew nothing about it, and we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like that.
Bin Salman denies knowledge of the killing.
It's painful and it's a huge mistake, and we are doing our best that this doesn't happen again.
The two leaders did agree to enhance economic and defense partnerships and will meet today with dozens of business executives at the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Well, the U.S. Department of Energy is helping to finance the reopening of a partially shut down and infamous nuclear power plant.
It was the first step in a nuclear nightmare.
Walter Cronkite on the CBS Evening News, March 28, 1979.
The breakdown in an atomic power plant in Pennsylvania today is probably the worst nuclear reactor accident to date.
A reactor's core partially melted down, releasing radioactive gases and iodine. A government commission said it had no detectable health effects on plant workers or the public, but the image of nuclear power suffered. The U.S. Department of Energy is loaning $1 billion to Constellation Energy to help finance a restart and produce power for Microsoft data centers. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I think still this makes a lot of people nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so many people will remember Three Mile Island. Honda recalls more than 250,000 Accord hybrids.
The cars are being pulled from the road due to a software error that may lead to loss of drive power. The cars were manufactured in 2023, 24, and 25. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the glitch could cause a software reset while driving. Honda dealers are reprogramming the software free of charge. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
All right, and let's take you back 11 years ago today. Big contrast with the day that we're looking at this morning with the sunshine out there. 11 years ago, a winter storm, Snowvember, was pounding Buffalo.
Plows can no longer plow the snow. There's so much snow, it's basically like plowing a brick wall.
That was Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz back then, November 18th, 19th, 2014. This big Snowvember storm that you were either deep in snow or you were going, what's the big deal? Because you were in the North Towns and you just didn't have it.
Yeah, it's, right? It seemed that way. But, I mean, if you were anywhere near that snow, you remember, I mean, plowing a brick wall is probably pretty accurate,
yes,
because you couldn't move anything. And that was really the beginning of using these high-lift front loaders to move snow
Which
around.
Is routine now.
We see it all over the place. You know, whether it's a smaller side street or just after a big snowstorm, they're used all over the
place. It's the most efficient way to move it.
Man, that storm. That'll be one that I don't think I'll ever forget.
Right.
You know, then, some of the storms in years past, like, oh, yeah. Like, remember the winter that we had two blizzards? They were,
yes,
technically blizzards.
Yeah.
I kind of remember that.
Right. Some of them kind of meld together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But a couple of them do absolutely stand out.
This one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is one of them.
The exclusive WBN Summer Weather Forecast for this afternoon calls for an ample amount of sunshine from hilltop to lakeshore. Temperatures will be into the low 40s for highs with a gentle breeze. Clouds will tend to gather heading into tonight. Temperatures will be dropping back into the upper 20s. For tomorrow, look for increasing amounts of sunshine. High temperatures will be into the upper 40s. And it turns mostly cloudy for Friday with some showers developing, the high temperature near 50. With your exclusive WBN 7 Weather Forecast, I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County is with us live on WBEN this morning. This Friday is the SPCA's Pack the Pet Food Pantry food drive. And Gina, I think this is a first. Why are you doing this?
Well, we've noticed the need in our region increased tremendously. Earlier this year, our pet food pantry was very busy. We were giving away about 20 to 30,000 dog or cat meals a month, just in 1 month. We have seen that need practically triple. The last couple months, we surpassed 60,000 dog and cat food meals in a month. And we're realizing this need in our region is continuing to grow. We know we've got to do something. We've got to do it fast just to help people in our community at least get through the next couple months. Let's at least get through the end of the year, get into next year, and hopefully still be able to help more people in our region.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who has a pet knows pet food can be expensive, and it just keeps climbing. And so this is a great way to help out. You're collecting what kind of food specifically?
Well, you know, I do want to say we are collecting all kinds of pet food. Now, our pet food pantry is active 24/7. We've got that pet food pantry going all the time. We're usually collecting open food. Maybe someone had a bag, the dog isn't eating it anymore, the cat didn't like it, so they can bring that open food to us. For this particular event, our greatest need right now is unopened, dried dog and cat food. Now, people have been asking, can I bring other food? Can I bring canned food or moist? I happen to have treats that are unopened. We will accept anything, and it will be very appreciated. It will definitely go to good use in this community. But right now, the greatest need is unopened, dry dog and cat food.
You know, for many pet owners, this may make a difference, right? In whether or not they can keep their pet.
Not only is the cost of owning a pet increasing all the way around across the board, but now we're talking about what's happening in our society right now. People are struggling right now. And as they're looking at their pets, they have some difficult choices to make. And the SPCA has assumed a position over the last 2 years that one of our major efforts is pet retention. We're trying to do what we can, direct more resources toward keeping pets in their homes, trying to remove the need to surrender. Because if you're a family, you've got a beloved pet now, you're going through a tough time financially. Sometimes you're relying on your pet more than ever for that emotional support. What we're trying to do is keep these animals in their homes, eliminate the need people might feel that they need to surrender right now. We've got our incredible sponsors for this program, Alumsden McCormick. They're helping to bring this program to the community, this Pack the Pet Food Pantry event. We also have some partners. Northtown is helping us. There are extra drop-off locations. We've got all of the Andersons locations that are extra drop-off locations. If you can't get all the way out to West Seneca on Friday to drop off food, we've got our partner locations. Lumsden McCormick, the sponsors of this event, they're even serving as a drop-off location on Friday.
So a lot of different options for you to not just grab some food, but to get out there at a few different locations all across Western New York and help do some good. You mentioned that you do have that pet food pantry open year-round. I mean, how popular of a service is that?
Well, it has grown. We've had a pet food pantry, I'm going to say, about 4 years. And it was a little bit smaller. We were a little more limited. Once we started making pet retention a major effort of the SPCA serving Erie County, it grew exponentially. Once we started working with partners in this region, partners nationwide, that pet food pantry grew. And of course, as that grew, our society was changing, the needs of the society changed, and people started relying on us more heavily. We thought that we were at our highest number earlier this year when 1 month we gave away 30,000 dog or cat meals. And we said, okay, we've really reached this pinnacle. We never saw that doubling and now surpassing 60,000 meals a month. So what we've done is identify a true need in this community, and what the community is doing is helping us to meet that need. And again, this food is staying here. This isn't food that we're shipping away. We've got people in our region, our own neighbors are struggling right now, and we're doing what we can to help them with this, help them keep their pets. We're doing what we can to help them with this particular need.
All right, so you're looking for unopened, dry dog and cat food, and you listed a number of locations, but one thing that I thought was pretty interesting, at the SPCA, it's a drive-through service, right? You don't even have to get out of your car.
You don't even have to leave. We're going to be out there. I think hopefully Friday is going to be a decent day, but we'll be out there collecting the food. You don't have to leave your car. And again, I do want to say the greatest need, unopened, dry dog and cat, but if you have something at home, if you say, well, you know what, it's a little expensive for me right now, but I still want to help, please consider any type of food. If you can't drop off anywhere, we've got wish lists online. So people can go right to our Amazon wish list, Chewy, Walmart. You could click the link to the wish list and just have the food sent to us. You don't even have to drop it off. And if you decide you'd rather make a monetary donation, of course, there's a link for that as well. And we will put your money toward the Pack the Pet Food Pantry event.
Well, awesome, and great, again, to help out so many people, especially this time of year. You know, we talk about helping out food pantries, and the pets get their turn, too, here, thanks to the SPCA. I mean, I hope it's a great event. You can donate, what, all day? Tell us again when and where and all the details you need to know if you want to donate.
If you want to do the drop-off donating, you can come right to the SPCA on Friday. It's going on from 10 until 6. All of the Andersons locations are collecting Friday through Sunday, and that's all business hours. Northtown Subaru, Friday 9 to 7. Northtown Honda, Friday 9 to 7. Those locations are in Amherst. And we've got everything listed on our website, the addresses, the links to our wish list, the website address, yourspca.org/packthepantry.
All right. Well, good luck with that, Gina. Thanks so much for telling us about it in advance so people can get ready.
Thank you.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA, serving Erie County. Friday is Pack the Pet Food Pantry.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation. You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.